Much of the response to Sandy has been shaped by lessons learned after Hurricane Katrina. If the government was like a first-time parent during Hurricane Katrina, bumbling, caught unprepared and off guard, Sandy is like the second kid. When it made landfall, officials were better prepared and eager not to repeat rookie mistakes. But as Tracy Samuelson reports, not everyone is a fan of post-Katrina reforms. Some blame them for slow progress rebuilding after Sandy.
Let's put Sandy on hold for a minute and roll the clock back to 2005, post-Katrina. Louisiana wanted to get money to damaged homeowners quickly, so it created the Road Home. It was what's known as a compensation program that gave money to victims with few strings attached. Frederick Tombar is the executive director of the Louisiana Housing Corporation and was a former director of the Road Home program. He says the cash approach had some downsides.
Many people were taken by contractors. The contractors took the money and ran. There were others who tried to manage it on their own, and it's difficult to be a general contractor if you're not familiar with the details.
Tombar says other people just used the money for the slew of expenses they had at the time. They were displaced from their homes. They'd lost everything.
The impact being that there wasn't enough money for the reconstruction of their homes.
Now, Texas took a different route recovering from Hurricane Rita, which hit the Gulf Coast a month after Katrina. It chose a rehabilitation model, where money is spent directly on rebuilding and the state manages the construction process. Keep in mind, Texas had a tiny fraction of Louisiana's damage. But 5 years after the storm, 90% of grant recipients had finished their repairs in Texas, compared with 70% in Louisiana. Combine that with headlines about millions of Katrina aid money lost to fraud, and when it came time for New Jersey to design its Sandy programs, the Louisiana model had fallen out of favor.
We actively discouraged compensation components in the Sandy recovery.
Stan Gamont is the director of the Office of Block Grant Assistance at HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. He oversees certain types of disaster aid to states.
So these programs are being more centrally managed. They may be a bit of a hybrid versus the Texas approach. But nonetheless, there is a much stronger governmental hand.
The downside is it took Texans a bit longer after the storm to get back in their homes compared to Louisiana. And speed has become a common complaint in New Jersey. Now, more than a year since Sandy, the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs says about 8% of the $600 million in its main grant program, the REM program, has been committed to homeowners. So about $50 million is in the hands of homeowners or on its way through that program. The DCA wouldn't agree to an interview for this story, but it and Governor Chris Christie, whose office didn't respond to requests for an interview, have repeatedly pointed the finger at post-Katrina rules to explain the slow progress. Here's Governor Christie during an interview with the Today Show on the Sandy anniversary.
And there is enormous amounts of red tape that we call the Katrina hangover, because some of the waste and abuse, there's a lot more federal regulation that folks are having
right.
to deal with. And we're continuing to push back on that, but it's one of the realities of all the waste and abuse that happened in Katrina.
Christie and the DCA say it took months to even get the money from the feds. Then the process has been slowed by federally mandated environmental and historic reviews of properties. Those actually predate Katrina, but it's true that New Jersey's much smaller compensation-style program, which is not subject to those requirements, has committed 95% of its $180 million. But back in June, DCA Commissioner Richard Constable was actually in favor of these types of post-Katrina reforms.
History has told us post-disaster that if you just hand people money and don't watch what's going on, that the result that you want, which is homeowners to be helped and communities to be rebuilt, that's not where you're going to get.
After Sandy, Constable went to Louisiana, and that trip convinced him that New Jersey should be more involved, to approve contractors, to put money in escrow accounts to pay for construction.
It's very important to make sure that as a state that we're measured, and that while the money does go out quickly, that you have the appropriate monitoring and compliance in place so that the dollars aren't subject to waste, fraud, and abuse.
After all, this money is supposed to cover rebuilding expenses that insurance, small business loans, and FEMA grants don't cover, to fill the gaps, which means you need to verify what all those other sources will pay and prevent people from getting compensated twice for the same damage. Plus, New Jersey had never done this before at this scale. In other words, another lesson from Katrina, albeit one that's hard to swallow, is that this stuff just takes a while. Here's Louisiana's Fred Tombaugh again.
There needs to be a degree of truth-telling that may be extremely unpopular, and that is that while we understand and appreciate the hurt and the pain that you're going through, it is going to take us a while. And it's life is never again going to be like it was.
It might be honest, but it would be very hard to say, and perhaps even harder to hear.
That's Tracy Samuelson reporting, part of our Sandy Rebuild collaboration with WHYY and New Jersey Spotlight.